We're talking with Charlie Higley with the Citizens Utility Board about Wednesday's decision by the Public Service Commission to offer some incentives, I guess. That's not the word they used, to industrial customers. Well, first of all, Charlie, and I've looked at your release and the General Sentinel report on this vote, and I guess this is this was being pitched as an economic incentive for customers, industrial customers of Wisconsin Power and Light, because we're in tough economic times, and this was seen as a way that they could increase hiring. So I guess, you know, what's the problem with that? We're incentivizing industrial customers of this utility at a time when they need the break.
Well, there are two primary problems. First off, the industrial customers may get a discount on their rates by the action taken by the commission. And if the utility industrial customers get a discount, other customers will have to pay higher rates to make up for that. So residential customers and small business customers may pay higher rates to make up for the subsidy that's going to large industrial customers. So it's just not fair. The second problem is Wisconsin has laws on the books. Some of them have been on the books for about 100 years that say it's illegal for utilities to give discounts to certain customers and charge other customers higher rates. And those laws are there to protect ratepayers, but also regulators. So, because there's always a reason why an industrial customer wants lower rates. You know, bad economy, other reasons. And those always come up year to year. Politicians are under a great deal of pressure to provide subsidies to businesses to keep them in state. But you don't want that to happen to utility rates. You don't want to have unfair utility rates. So these laws actually are to help protect regulators from making decisions that would lead to favoritism for certain customers at the expense of others.
Now, I want to address both of those points. Higher residential rates, you say that could be an outcome, but is there really, you know, after this goes into effect, is there really a way that we can determine that WP&L is going to charge, and I know they've got a rate increase request pending, but that they're really going to charge residential ratepayers more to compensate, I guess, for this discount to industrial customers?
We may not know exactly, because what happens is every couple of years, the utilities ask for new rates, and the commission establishes those rates for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. And we're all supposed to pay for the cost of providing us with service. And it's a very complicated process of establishing those rates to make sure that they're fair. And there are techniques that could be used by the utility to hide whether one group is paying a subsidy for another group. So, for example, it may be difficult for us to determine if residential customers are paying a higher rate to subsidize industrial customers. However, the simple fact that there are rates with a discount means somebody is going to be picking up the subsidy. So there's going to be somebody paying higher rate for it. I mean, that's probably going to be for sure. And but it'll be maybe difficult for us to determine exactly how much.
Isn't it difficult to argue that this, the PSC shouldn't have been allowed to sign off on this, because again, it's being pitched as an economic development boost. Local officials in Rock and Sheboygan County, according to the Journal Sentinel, were really advocating for this, and you know that part of the state has taken a big hit economically.
No, that's true, but residential customers are hurting as well. Small businesses are hurting as well, and these are very likely the people are going to be paying higher rates in order to make up for the subsidy going to large industrial. So it just becomes a matter of fairness. And these issues were all figured out like 100 years ago. That's why we have the regulation that we have today. It's to try to make sure that rates are fair for each of us, regardless of what's happening to the economy. And it's not the job of the Public Service Commission to try to create new jobs for certain customers. That's a policy decision that's best laid at the legislature, not at the Public Service Commission. And that's, again, why we have the laws we do. It's to protect the regulators from having to make these kind of decisions. They should have said, no, we cannot allow Wisconsin Power and Light to give a discount to certain customers and charge everybody else higher rates. Our laws in Wisconsin prevent us from allowing that kind of rate to go forward. So it's a very disappointing decision by the commission.
Yeah, I think Commissioner Lauren Azar, who was the member of the PSC who voted against this, kind of cited cited that this could in fact be a bad precedent, that discounts might now be offered to other specific groups who are customers of utilities based on this precedent. And she also suggested that this might set PSC up for legal challenges. Do you foresee any legal challenges to this ruling?
First, yes, we're heartened by the comments by Commissioner Azar and discouraged by the actions taken by Chairperson Callisto and Commissioner Meyer, who approved this rate. And yes, my organization, the Citizens Utility Board, is considering filing a suit or somehow taking action to stop this discount rate from taking place.